Well, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
Okay, so here's what's happening. We're recording something. We recorded this episode that you're about to hear earlier this week, before Dory went to Austin, Texas. So you're going to hear it.
Right now, it's Sunday. We're recording this on Sunday night.
Yeah, it's going up tonight. Obviously, you're hearing it.
But when we re-listened to some of it, we were...
Well, I've been thinking about it all the last 4 days because we recorded on Wednesday night. I hadn't yet been to therapy that week. I was pretty down, as you'll hear.
Yeah, and I had been down.
Yes, so re-listening to it, we're like, oh God, this sounds horribly whiny. And beggy? Because we were asking people to join the Patreon page a lot. Anyway, you don't feel like you have to. Have a listen. Do whatever you want to do. But Dory and I were just talking about it. And we were like, should we just record something very quickly to be like, look, we know what that sounds like. We understand that it sounds like very whiny. But we also do this podcast so that people understand the ins and outs of IVF. So this is truly an in and out of IVF, this what you're about to hear, which is a downbeat of depression and financial burdens of IVF.
You know, it's funny. One of my friends texted me and was like, I just listened to your episode from last week, and I know you guys got bad news, but you sounded pretty upbeat. You sounded okay. And I was like, oh, just wait till the next episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we were sort of in... The true nature of the news that we had gotten the previous week, I don't think, had set in for both of us until we recorded last week.
Right. So.
Do you have any other thoughts you'd like to share about this?
About the episode?
Yeah. Think of this as like a prologue.
Sure.
Director's commentary. New innovation in podcasting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though everyone records podcasts and then does this bullshit up top after they've recorded
Except for
it.
Us.
Except for us.
Yeah, I think it was just, it was an especially fraught evening. Matt came home and was like, I hadn't been depressed, but I'm depressed now.
Working will do that.
And I was like, well, I'm still depressed.
Yeah.
And then... we started really, I would say, panicking about money.
Yes.
Like in a way that hadn't quite hit until then.
Yeah.
So that is what you're hearing.
Oh, also update, that 74 Telecaster I've been selling has been sold.
Yeah. So if you were going to try and buy it, tough nuggets.
Look, there's still a nice Collings 290 DC double cut. TV Yellow, custom ordered by me a couple years ago. Took them a long time to build. Anyway, you'll hear. I'm selling guitars. I sold three at that point. I think it's up to like six by now.
Wow.
I'm like trying to get us back on our feet. And let me tell you, it's not easy. So anyway, this is going to start to sound like you're going to hear in a second. Yeah. So let's not do that.
Anyway, we love you all.
I'm glad that we had the opportunity to record this.
Me too.
Prior to it going out. I don't even know that people are listening to this. I imagine people like... By the way, I will say the second half of the podcast is pretty funny. Like once we get into the emails and I start going on that run about like I start... Here's me now saying I'm very funny. We had some good laughs about... my brain breaking, and I just started spouting all of the annoying things people ask you about IVF. That was a good time.
Yeah. Well, listen, you guys will hopefully listen to it, unless we totally turned you off by this prologue.
Infertility warrior.
Matt has been a real infertility warrior lately.
Yeah. But like, I will say that once we get to the emails after the ads, it's like, we had had a downbeat, and we're able to like,
yeah, we kind of purged ourselves.
You're going to hear a purge.
You're hearing a purge. And listen, I think part of the purpose of this prologue is to say we love you all. Mm-hmm. And thank you for listening. And thank you for being a part of this community. And sometimes we feel down.
Yeah. So what you're hearing is the real, real.
The real, real.
Is that what we called last week's?
That's
what we're calling this week.
Yes.
I remember writing the real, real into Art19's server thingamajiggy, but I don't remember when I wrote it for.
Yeah.
So what you're about to hear is the real, real, everybody.
The realest of the real, real.
Anyway, without further ado.
Here you go.
Here's a very depressed Matt and Dory's excellent adventure for the first half, followed by a weird second half where my brain stopped working. And, you know, there were some laughs.
A couple.
And I referenced a movie that Dory laughed at. First time that's ever happened. Lots happening.
So it's a movie I had shown you. Yep. Okay, we shouldn't reveal too much.
Oh, just buckle up for quite a ride. Also, thanks for sticking around.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Here's the rest of us from earlier this week. Are you still listening? Here it is. Just kidding. Okay, now it is. Still kidding. Okay.
You're being so mean to them.
I don't know that anyone's listening to this. Here's the show. Still kidding. Oh my God, that is the most annoying thing.
I hate you.
I would hate me too. For real, here's the show. Well, go, baby, 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 baby, won't you come out tonight? Well, baby, won't you come out tonight? Hey, everybody, welcome to this episode of Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I don't usually start it like that.
No, you don't.
I was going to say this episode's brought to you by and forgot that we already did that ad.
Yeah, we did.
Thanks, Stitcher Premium. Use that promo code excellent. Anyway, welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
That's right. We're still here. And we have no children to report.
That's true.
Child report. Nope. Okay. Over to the dog desk. Bo is doing well.
He is lying under the table.
You know, honey, I am going to get all this business out of the way because that's what you told me to do first. And this here, handy dandy, Dory puts this together, rundown of the show. Because it's effort like this that makes this show possible. If you'd like to show your support to Dory for making this show possible, there's a couple ways you can do that. One would be leaving Apple Podcast reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Another would be checking out our Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/excellent adventure. Another one would be the website, which is excellentadventure.com, where you'll also find a link to our Patreon, patreon.com/excellentadventure. Did I say that word right?
Yeah.
Adventure?
Adventure.
Adventure. You're? Guys, I'm having some problems. Number one, we would love it if you would sign up for our Patreon page because, quite frankly, there's a lot of debt out there. And a lot of it is IVF related.
Yeah, I wanted to put in a special plug for the Patreon today.
You did?
Yes.
Why?
We don't.
Because of the Matt Myra guitar fire sale?
Partly.
Are you a left-handed guitar player? Do you want to play a rare, cool guitar? Maybe like a 1974 Fender Telecaster Deluxe left-handed, a natural finish. Ooh, it's in great condition, recently set up. It could be yours for the low, low price of $3,300. How long did it take me to find that guitar? Probably about 17 years. It could be yours now.
Okay.
On my Reverb page.
Great.
I don't know how you would find that Reverb page. Just search for that guitar.
Okay.
Anyway, what are you saying?
I was saying that we don't normally do like a real push for the Patreon.
It's true. Well, occasionally.
Occasionally we do. But we are finding ourselves in quite a situation these days. It would be really great if you could support us on Patreon. Even a dollar a month really helps. It really helps.
Patreon. Look, you guys, guess what? You could get up to two bonus episodes of this podcast every month. We do a half hour long. They're usually like a lighter fare, But I'll tell you this, when we're going through IVF, the Patreon folks know first.
Yeah.
So and look, if you're like one of these people who's like, I cannot wait to find out this information.
Well, I will also say, if you are someone who's like, I don't actually need an hour or more of you guys a month.
Oh, but, I get that.
But I want to support you. You can do that too.
Yeah, I get. Another great way is to use those promo codes that you hear in the ads. That tells advertisers that you guys are listening.
Yep. Even just going to the URLs is helpful.
Yeah. Look, buckle up, everybody. Here's the deal. I haven't worked in... How long have I not worked?
Well, you just went back to
work. March, April, May, June. We're almost through June. I haven't seen a paycheck. I mean, it's like been 4 months.
Yeah.
And how long have you not been working?
4 months.
We have both not been working for 4 months. So, and we've done IVF, which has jacked, I don't know. What am I doing? What is this, guys? I don't know. Here's what I'll say. If you'd like to support us, you can do so on Patreon. Otherwise, we do fully appreciate you listening to this podcast. When Dory says we don't do it for charity, we kind of do. We do this to help the community of people who are going through what we're going through. Because quite frankly, we wished that there was a show like this when we started this process. Because this is all stuff that we had to figure out on our own. And I find it fascinating that every time someone asks a question about what you think might be the most obscure genetic anomaly ever known to occur to any embryo in the history of embryos or something like that, we put out the signal and people have answers. Like, I think that's very cool. And we'd like to continue this community for as long as we're physically mentally able to. What do you say, mentally able to? I mean, really, we're probably physically able to do this podcast for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, I would say we are wearing thin.
We are wearing thin, which I think is where the Patreon comes into it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to make it better.
Yeah.
Look, guys, here's the deal. I've been emotionally exhausted through this situation here. I've been trying to keep up a brave front for Dory because I don't think it's great if we're both depressed at the same time. So, you know, I got to be honest, I thought Dory would be out of this funk by now, which would allow me to then enter the funk. But guess what? We're both in the funk now.
We want the funk.
We do?
Gotta have that funk.
Is that like a Gap Band song? I don't know.
It's a Parliament. Isn't Parliament Funkadelic?
Oh, P-Funk. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. George Clinton and such.
I mean, I think in the scope of our relationship, you have been depressed more than I have.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You know,
you're allowed to have depression for as long as you need to have it.
If I'm depressed
my
for
problem
a few
was
more
I was
days.
Trying to stave off my own depression.
I know. Yeah, it didn't
and
work.
And that was hard.
Yeah.
And then it's like...
Now you know how I feel.
Well, I kind of snapped into it at work, like into the depression.
Mm.
Weirdly.
That is
like
weird.
Like at a lunch, I was like talking to a couple of coworkers and I was just like... I'm just really sad right now. And Dory's very sad, and that makes me sad. But I can't be sad at home, because it's not cool.
So, you can be sad at home. It's not that you can't.
But I don't want to be.
I know, but
we need to like look at. We got dog news. Guess what? Bo has left under the table. He sensed our depression and ran away.
Yeah, she did.
He's in your office. I see him on your couch. I'm sorry we were that bummery, Bo.
He's like,
you had to run out,
guys,
to Couch Town. Look. What, I don't know what to tell everyone. This is really the first time we're sort of sitting with the.
Well, I was just going to say,
fifth time, not a charm.
I think, like, you know, you've been trying to stave off the depression, but I think sometimes you just got to let it like wash over you.
Yeah.
You know, and just like live with it.
I don't do great with it. As you know.
I know.
Part of depression, I think, is being able to talk about it.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
that's why I'm saying don't try to like suppress it.
No, I mean, I have therapists for that. And also, I have a podcast to talk about it on. Just kidding. This is like, here's my question. Why is anyone driving around right now in their car going like, this is a great time to listen to this podcast? Guys,
maybe they have felt depressed and didn't feel like they could talk about it with their partner.
Well, guys, I want you to know that it's okay to feel depressed. That's bound to happen. You know, we're five rounds into this, and I know that there are people out there who've had 7, 10, 12 rounds of this stuff. And more power to you guys for being able to get through that kind of thing. But I am just, I don't know, emotionally done with IVF for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I mean, I'm sure every time there's a cycle or whatever, I'm sure we go through different sort of lengths of emotions, etc. But yeah, I don't know what feels different about this time.
Well, it does feel like we're sort of at the end of a road. Feels like we're like our options are diminishing, partly because of financial reasons.
Oh, we're done. I cannot put another fucking round on a credit card.
I know. So
it's just like, what is happening?
Yeah, and it's also like the last 2 rounds we have gotten nothing.
Guys, we probably, I'm not gonna lie, we'd probably have had a down payment for a house by now.
Oh, for sure.
Had we not. The other thing I was talking about today at work too, guys, in a writer's room, you wind up just talking a lot. Big topic of discussion today was who does and does not have big dick energy in the room. But that's just one of the many things we talked about today. But like, I forget, who was I saying it to? Oh, I was saying it to one of my coworkers is getting married in October. And I said, what did I say? I said, look, don't go crazy. Don't spend a ton of money on the wedding. I was like, you know, make it as nice as you want it to be. But if you feel like, oh, should I bother with these flowers? And your future wife is like, I don't know if we should bother with these flowers. And you're both on the fence about it. Don't bother with those flowers.
We didn't bother with flowers.
That was an example of a thing. I don't know that that was the exact exchange that was happening. And then I then said, you know, because Dory and I paid for our own wedding. And we started our marriage in debt. And then once we paid off the wedding, it was time to start paying for rounds of IVF. And I have not been out of debt since. We have not had a second of this marriage debt-free.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And we don't have a home.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a rental.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been here for 4.5 years.
No, we've been here for 3.5 years.
We've been here for 3.5 years. Feels like 4.5. And it's just like, you get up every morning and you go, what am I doing? What are we doing? What is happening here? Why can't I just enjoy my time with my wife? Why do we have to constantly be dealing with debt, IVF, stress of works? It's just like, it's crazy to me. This is crazy. And you're leaving to go to Austin, and I'm like, I feel bad. I wish I could go to Austin, but I'm not going to Austin because of my job. And it's just like, well, what?
You could have come to Austin. You could have come for the weekend, but you didn't want to.
I could have, and then I didn't want to do the whole turnaround on the plane thing, and now I feel bad about that. I'm like, what was that? But now I'm like, well, thank God I didn't buy those plane tickets. That seems expensive. Who knows if it would have been expensive then, but I'm just, the point is like, why add more debt? Why not just sit here in this house when we start turning off some lights, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Turn off the AC.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit quietly in the dark.
You might have to cancel NESN.
Oh, New England Sports Network. Oh. The only thing summary about my life is seeing that channel. Eh, whatever. Who needs it? I guess this is like us just sort of going through what it's really like to go through IVF.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to complain about it, go ahead. And if you're not going to complain about it, thanks. What are your thoughts right now?
Well, I was glad that you decided of your own volition to start selling guitars.
Yeah.
That actually made me, can you stop doing that? That made me feel a lot better. Because I had been sort of like, well, yeah, like he could sell a couple of guitars.
But I've been selling. I mean, I'm almost like consistently having guitars go out the door for
yes, but a you also while. Have had a lot of guitars come in the door.
Well,
and the net guitar number
is way down.
Okay, but there's still. Look, I was really happy to see that you decided on your own to sell some guitars. And not because you wanted to put it towards another guitar.
Not just some guitars, like 6 guitars.
Yeah.
I sold 3 last week. So, you know, and I sold one this morning to a guy in Canada who hasn't paid me yet. So who knows? I don't know. I don't know what to do. What's our thesis statement here? Life is hard. IVF is stressful, and the financial burdens of it are plentiful. But we did get a discount on the round that I said was going to be a failure, and the doctor insisted we do it anyway. So that was nice. I wonder why someone would do that.
So yeah, I mean, I'm feeling a little stuck. I'm feeling a little frustrated that we don't have answers.
Oh,
I'm yes. feeling like we, I'm, I also, I also, I'm feeling frustrated about this like second embryo, the non-mosaic embryo.
I can't even, yeah, I haven't even, my brain hasn't even gotten to that yet.
Like that's also annoying. Like everything is annoying right now. That's how I feel. And it just feels like we're never going to have a baby. And all of this will have been for naught.
Someone like.
Please don't say they said just adopt.
Like 7th comment in on like a, I think it was my Facebook. My Twitter was tied to my Facebook and I tweeted a thing last night. And then there was like the 7th comment was like just adopt. And I just was like. Hey.
Clearly, they don't listen to the podcast.
Maybe they do. I don't even know what our opinions are on it are. So it's like, but it's like, don't we deserve to be able to try to have our own child for as long as we can try, which might be until now? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that too much to ask? Probably.
I mean, I said this on last week's episode, but it like. It feels like it really feels like we can't catch a break.
Yeah, I know you say that, and I know that, like, it's certainly, I agree with you that it feels like that right now, but I generally feel like we do catch breaks.
When it comes to IVF?
No. I think life.
But I think with IVF, we have not caught many breaks.
Yeah. Many. Yeah.
We've,
no, totally. Like, I agree with that.
We've had curveballs thrown at us left and right.
And I'm a dead fastball hitter. I can't touch a curveball.
Yeah.
So.
You've had a couple of breaking balls.
That's curveball.
Knuckle balls.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, maybe there are other breaking balls, like a slider.
Yeah, yeah.
Cutters.
Yeah.
2 seamers with some good movement. Look.
What? I know this sounds like a pity party.
Oh, then that's annoying. But it's also like
this is how we feel.
This is the real of the reels.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm happy to sit down here at this very table and talk about Star Trek for 2.5 hours because I like to put those things out into the world and I like to do those kinds of things. I love to sit with Matt and just talk about a James Bond movie for God knows how long, because it's like, this is like that. That's the kind of stuff that I like to put out into the world, because it's like, well, yeah, just escape for a little bit. mm-hmm. where we literally talk about nothing. But, you know, and I like to generally be chipper up here on this podcast, but like there is a limit.
Yeah.
To how much I can process.
Yeah.
And I've hit it.
Yeah.
So much like our Amex Delta card, I am maxed out. It's not actually maxed out, people, but it's dangerously close. Oh, boy.
Yep.
How do you afford IVF? Write us. Are you a billionaire philanthropist who wants to take a chance on a baby that would be half Jewish, a quarter Cuban, and the rest a Mediterranean mix of fun? Well, then
you're
do
luck.
We have a place for you. It's inside my wife's womb and my balls. We have to just get that
out. Wow, this got weird.
Well, it's bound to occasionally get weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think right now, as a listener, if I was listening to a podcast like this for 90 episodes and this episode rolls around, how do I feel about it? And I got to be honest, I'd probably be pretty interested in listening to this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we do get real here and there. But this is the real real.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's an app.
What happens on that app?
Luxury consignment. Luxury what? Secondhand clothes.
The real real?
Yes.
Okie dokie. This is the real real, everybody. Where we sell all the clothes that I used to be able to fit into. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It's terrible. It's all terrible.
I know.
Like, what could I do? I could throw myself into working out. I could throw myself into a cake. These are apparently my only two options in how I deal with things at this point. I don't know. If you have any ideas on how to deal with it, submit it through our Patreon. blech. Blech.
Blech.
Could that be the name of this episode?
Blech.
It's probably going to be called The Real Real. You know?
And then
we like to take episode titles from something that we said during the episode. A lot of times we forget what the hell we were talking
Remember
about.
Remember The Horse Zone?
The Horse Zone might be our least downloaded episode ever.
But my favorite title.
Yeah. I don't know if people
are like, what?
Go back and listen to The Horse Zone. That's Burbank. That's a part of Burbank that we were thinking about looking at for a house. Back when we foolishly thought we'd be buying a house at some point in our lives. But alas, here we are. Dory, I mean, we could do anything right now. We could actually do the update stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
We already did the updates.
Oh. Mosier had a vasectomy. turns out we did. I'm reading this right now.
Yeah.
Mosier had a vasectomy. Great job, Scott. If you've been thinking about supporting us on Patreon, but just never got around to it, now is the time in capital letters. Look, I don't even know. I feel like such a... I don't know. Failure? Fraud?
I don't feel like a...
Loser?
No, I don't... No.
I'm just trying to find the words for me.
Why do you feel like a fraud and a loser?
I feel like a fraud in the sense of, like, when I was a kid and I knew that there were people in Hollywood who wrote television for a living, I thought they were fucking gajillionaires. And I roll up and I'm writing television and I can't even move to Burbank. I'm trying to move so far away from my job. And I can't do it. You know what set off this particular depression spiral?
What?
Right before you got home, I was on Reddit and I saw a post from the Not the Onion, where it's like real news that should be an Onion headline, but sadly it's not. And it was, if you make $117,000 in the Bay Area, you are considered low income. And maybe it was like a bunch of real estate people talking about, we just sold this shit house for $1.19 million. It was over asking and all cash. We had six competing offers.
I think you should stop looking at Reddit.
Why? Why?
Because it's like getting you down.
Usually, you know, I mean, although this morning when I was on the Insane People on Facebook subreddit, that also got me down.
Yeah,
about society.
Yeah, I think it's.
But
not
sometimes I get a good chuckle out of it.
Sometimes
there's like, you know,
I think it also sends you down some wormholes.
It does. I get to down some wormholes sometimes. But I mean, that's what the internet is,
I guess.
It's to spiral you into some sort of cesspool. Speaking of cesspools, it's time to read an email.
Okay.
It's mean to whoever's emailing us. Okay. We take back anything we said about cesspools. And now to the email.
Do-do-do-do.
Dog desk. Still sleeping. Still see him. He's really curled up.
I know. He loves that couch.
Bo, do you think Bo knows how stressed we are all the time?
I think he can pick up on it.
Do you think he cares?
He cares if we feed him.
Yes. And if we leave him.
And when if we leave him.
Guys, I'm worried about tomorrow. I have to go to work. Bo will be at the chateau, and I have to somehow get out of work in time to pick up Bo, which, you know, probably won't be a problem, but I'm worried about it.
That's
one of the things I'm worried about.
It won't be a problem.
Anyway, because Dory's going to be gone. She'll be in Austin visiting successful baby number two.
You know, it's not like I've never left before. In fact, a lot of times
it feels like I'm going to die. I don't understand it. Sometimes there's times when I'm like, why don't you leave so I can get work done?
Yeah.
And then when she does leave, usually she leaves, by the way, while I'm working. So it's like, I can't get work done because I'm going to be working. And then she leaves. And then it's like, I'm lost. I don't know what to do with my life. And as she just said earlier, I rarely talk in the house. So that part doesn't change. So it's like, what is happening?
What is
happening?
I'm pretty
self-sufficient. Like, I can get up, I can drive myself to work, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you know, little things. I'm like, Bo, has mom like, oh. Bo, where's mom? Oh. But I talked to Bo.
Mm-hmm.
He gets me. But then it's like, I don't know. Gets lonely here.
I mean, it's like funny to hear you say that because I feel like often when I am home, like you don't want to hang out. You just want me to be around.
I don't want to hang out with anyone.
I know, but it's like, it's just funny to hear you say that, like,
your presence is very comforting.
My presence is comforting when it doesn't always feel that way.
Dory, we walk Bo together in the morning almost all the time now.
We do. That is a new thing, though.
Well, it's because I have like this new life where I can work out at 5:30 in the morning, I've decided is my thing. And then I'm home and awake.
Yeah.
So none of this like, who's gonna walk?
It's none of this like, you didn't let me sleep.
Maybe you should be more tired.
I am tired. I'm very tired.
But like, more tired.
Okay.
Have you thought about it?
I'll think about it.
Okay. That's all I'm asking.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We sure are.
I mean, look, I guess at the end of the day, what we're saying is, don't let the sun go down on me. Like Elton John once said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He also once said Saturday night's all right for fighting.
He also said goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Indeed.
Okay. Now it's time for some email. Let's hear from people who aren't so sad. This is from
Ronit.
There you go. Hi, Matt and Dory. I wanted to write you a message in response to your question about partial chromosome 2 deletion. Oh, that's us. We asked that. We put out the deletion signal. You may remember I wrote in a while ago. I'm a genetic counselor, so I hope you find this helpful. I do realize you have many. You may have asked these questions already. Okay. Here we go. First, I'd obtain a full report from the lab that did your PGS testing. Do we have that?
No.
Okay. Usually the labs that do PGS testing have a genetic counselor on staff. That's true. We have talked to a genetic counselor.
At the PGS lab?
Yes.
We did?
Yes. After the second Ringler round?
We did?
I believe
so. I have
so.
No recollection of this.
I do. We got on the phone. We were both like, what are we doing? This is like, they're just telling us about this normal embryo. Do you remember that?
No.
I do. Usually they have PGS labs. The genetic counselor can take a look at the report in more detail and talk you through the breakpoints of the deletion. The genetic counselor can look up which genes are actually located within the deletion region and talk to you about what we know about each gene. In addition, the genetic counselor can do a little literature search to find out if any babies have been born with that particular region deleted and find out what they were like. Mm. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Oftentimes, they can find case reports with similar deletions and not the exact breakpoints, but it's worth checking. It's worth finding out how big the region is and how many genes it includes. True. As you probably know, small deletions are much more compatible with life, and children with small deletions in any chromosome will be less affected than those with larger deletions. I think it's great that you are doing your research on this particular anomaly, but I do recommend you talk with someone other than your RE, since she doesn't have the knowledge to discuss detailed genetic results like this. Very sorry about your latest abnormals. Hope this helps, and let me know if I can help you in any other way.
Thank you, Ronit.
Oh, Ronit, thank you so much. That was good info. I love that we have genetic counselors listening, listening to this.
We heard from several. I put a couple more in to the episode.
Well, buckle up, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We hear some anonymouses.
Mm-hmm.
Might them be them?
Hmm?
Might them be them?
Them
might
be
them anonymousize be thems? There's a point where every brain
no longer works.
Ladies and gentlemen, my brain is at that point. Congratulations.
Would you like me to read it?
And Godspeed. Maybe.
You don't even have your glasses on. Oh boy. All right. It's from Anonymous. Just listened to your most recent episode on
my way
to work today. I'm a genetic counselor and I'm also going through IVF. So hope to offer some insight from my perspective. You both have great questions about the results of your embryo. She also suggests meeting, or he or she, well, I guess it's she since they said going through IVF, meet with a genetic counselor.
What are you saying? My experiences of going through IVF with you are meaningless?
No, maybe it is a he.
Yeah, that's right. It could be. Oh. I am an IVF warrior. Here's a miracle baby story.
Oh, no.
We are warriors.
Oh, no.
My cousins had a kid spontaneously. They just fucked and a baby was born. They've been doing IVF for 6 years.
Oh, no.
Why don't you adopt? Oh. My sister's adopted.
Oh, no.
That'll be $25,000. Would you like to pay for parking? Do you have seven extra dollars?
Do you have exact change?
That was so fucking weird. I handed a credit card over to a woman at CFP and paid the balance of $14,000.
You paid $9,000.
Whatever it was at the time.
$9,000.
Whatever the balance was. Yes. $9,500 I put on a card. Then she asks me, did you park? And I was like, isn't that included? Don't we pay for that up here? And she's like, yes, you pay for that up here. I was like, okay, is that not included in the $9,500 you just ran on my credit card? No. Do you have exact change? I have to pay cash? Well, we could run another $7. And I was like, no, I'll find $7. And luckily I had $7 in my pocket. But that was one of those times where you're just like, well, fuck everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. That was a weird way to enter that.
Yep.
Back to IVF warriors.
Anyway, I remember why I put this email in the episode. This person wanted to chime in on Matt's comment that technology sometimes requires more technology.
Yeah.
This is very true of the field of genetics in general, and especially with regards to IVF with PGS. The technology is simply too advanced and generates more data than we can fully interpret clinically for a given patient.
Yeah.
I tell this to all of my patients before we do any genetic testing because I think it is essential they know the limitations in our ability to interpret various types of test results. Most of the time it's fine because we get clear results, but when we get PGS results like you have, it can be maddening for everyone.
Yeah, it's like being handed a map before you understand what the scale of a map is, that blue is water. Mm. That the understand what a topographical map looks like. You don't know if it's like being handed this printout of a map and not having any information on how to read a map. That's my analysis of genetic reports thus far.
That's a good analysis, honey.
Thank you. If you'd like more of Matt's wisdom, please tune into our Patreon episodes. They're available online at patreon.com/excellent adventure.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think you can just say slash.
I like to say forward slash because you don't want to backslash something because then no one's going to, you're not going to get there.
No one backslashes.
http://.
No, it's a forward slash.
I don't want people backslashing.
No one backslashes.
Guys.
No one has used a backslash in like 20 years.
http://www.patreon.com/excellent adventure. No spaces.
Hit
enter. You put that into your web browser.
Uh-huh. Keyword excellent.
Well, our keyword, our AOL keyword of excellent is not working. But if you can actually find us through the city's site for Los Angeles.
GeoCities.
Well, AOL had cities. Remember the AOL cities site?
I remember City Search. I wrote some blurbs for them back in the day.
Remember Boston Sports Guy?
Nope.
That was Bill Simmons. Over at AOL.
We heard from a student of genetics.
Okay.
Who said...
This is going to be good because they look at things with bright eyes.
Well, she basically said, speak to a genetic counselor on staff.
Nice.
But then she also said, just so you know, your podcast comes highly recommended in our profession.
There aren't many of you in that profession because I've seen
your
numbers.
Many of my professors are fans and have recommended that our class listens to your stories so we have a better understanding of what our future patients will go through.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry for this episode.
Thank you for being so open about your experience and for allowing us to learn from you.
You're welcome. Now give us free genetic counseling.
I thought that was where she offered to answer any questions, but she's only a student.
It's part of our package.
Yeah.
So I think we might have to look into that.
Yeah, I think so.
Although I feel like we're just like no on that embryo.
I'm leaning towards no on that embryo.
Right. Or should we have that child and ready for this? Pretend anything wrong with it was because we vaccinated.
That's dark. Wow.
Vaccinate your kids, everybody.
We also heard from Ryan, who is a month or two shy of getting his PhD in genetics.
Oh, so soon he'll be Ryan, a PhD.
Yes, exactly. I can definitely translate papers and concepts. I'm happy to offer advice. I feel like genetics people are very magnanimous.
Magnanimous. This is the first time in the history of our marriage that I can't knew say how that to pronounce word. A word.
I can't say that word.
That Dury did not. Oh, no. We have lost our fucking minds. I almost had a drink tonight.
This episode has gone off the rails.
This episode has taken a turn to the loopy.
Yep.
I feel like I should put a disclaimer up at the very beginning.
You probably should.
Look, everybody, first part, we're a little bit down and out in Beverly Hills. We don't live in Beverly Hills. We're adjacent. And by adjacent, I mean there's a town separating us and Beverly Hills. It's called West Hollywood. What? Am I giving too much information?
Where are you going with this?
Where am I going? What are we saying? What is the thing we're doing?
Okay. I'm going to
finish. Putting up a disclaimer.
Yes.
Oh, I was just saying we were down. And then I said down and out in Beverly Hills. And then I went on this whole tirade of the fact that, tirade. We're not in Beverly Hills. No. I wanted to I don't want to be dishonest here.
Yeah.
Be like, we're not actually in Beverly Hills.
Okay. I'm going to finish reading
Should
this.
Should we drive to Beverly Hills right now?
You want to go to Nate and Al's
podcast?
Nate Nall's, I think, closes at 9.
Nate Nall's closes at 9. Yeah. I've only been to Nate Nall's once.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. I'm happy to offer advice too, but FYI, my field of study is cancer genetics.
Well, you are of little to no use to us right now, but we're both going to get cancer.
Where chromosomal abnormalities are basically always bad.
In a cancer cell?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So my opinions are a bit biased against chromosomal abnormalities.
Sure.
That said, our understanding of what kinds of genetic changes are, quote, bad is very biased because we're always studying genetics when things go wrong.
Right.
There aren't many, if any, large studies trying to identify genetic abnormalities in completely average, healthy people. So it's certainly possible that there's a lot of leeway in terms of tolerable abnormalities, and we just don't know about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I'm happy to offer help with understanding papers or technology, etc. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks yet again, another helpful person.
Another helpful genetics person.
I don't know why the rest of you aren't as helpful as these geneticists, but you should be, because quite frankly, we like them. The rest of you have yet to earn our like.
We do like them. We also heard from several people who suggested that we try other clinics.
That's a rolling theme coming at us here. I got a Twitter DM from a person that is a well-known actor in a lot of films that I like. And he wrote, and I only read the first sentence of it because I was like, I don't know if I want to click on this. But it was like,
what?
I read your tweet. I know what you're going through. So sorry. My wife and I have been through 3. And then I was like, is this going to be a miracle baby story? Is this going to be like a... Like, I didn't know what it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't want to click on this.
Did you click on it?
No, not yet.
Oh.
It was just today that I saw it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, so we've heard from a bunch of people who suggested that we get a second opinion, that we talk to other clinics. I feel like that's...
Do you think it's strange that we've never gotten a fucking email from an actual IVF doctor?
I was going to say that, and then you distracted me with down and out in Beverly Hills. What I was going to say is I find it very interesting that we've heard from geneticists, we've heard from embryologists, we've heard from nurses, but we've never heard from an IVF doctor. Oh no, we did hear from one in India.
But what the fuck?
I think it's very interesting. Maybe they're too busy to listen to podcasts.
I buy that. But I also, no, I don't buy it because I know they're in their fucking cars all the time.
Yeah.
Because they have to go back and forth from their fucking beautiful mansions to wherever their clinic is.
Mm, it's true.
The mansions I've paid for with my $7 in exact change. I hate it. I hate those. I don't hate the valet people. I think they're very nice.
They are very nice.
I don't like the fact that they have this valet that they won't just fucking cover.
I don't like the billing department.
Just cover the valet.
It's insane.
It's $7.
It's insane.
Like, yes, I'm complaining about $7 again. I'm sure this is not the first time. I know it's not the first time. But like, God, it just drives me crazy. You know what else drives me crazy? And I think it's our clinic is fairly unique in this process or in this lack of amenity. There's no coffee in there.
Yeah.
Why is there not a coffee machine? Even if they had one that I had to put a quarter in and I got a little, like a little cup came out and then it started filling up coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be okay. No, I wouldn't. I'd be very angry at them for charging me a quarter for the coffee. Annoyed. Yeah. Just put a fucking pot of coffee on for all of your people that are there at 7 o'clock in the morning trying to have a baby. Why haven't any IVF doctors listened? Do they listen? Are they like, we can't listen to this podcast because we'll get too close?
Or are they like, we don't want to weigh in on another doctor's
protocol? Oh, no, I don't want that. I don't. If you're an IVF doctor and your instinct is I have to weigh in on the protocol you guys are going through, don't. Write in and tell us that you're listening.
Is anybody out there
interesting?
Maybe they don't find it interesting.
Not to sound like Happy Harry Hard out here, but there's something going on at that school. Look, it's just like that. By the way, Dory would laugh all the time at me if she understood half of what I say as a movie reference. But because she knows the movie, she's laughing. She gets me.
It's funny.
She finally gets me.
Yeah, because you finally watched one of my movies.
Yes. This is a very interesting half podcast. Like, this half of the podcast is more interesting to me than the first half of the podcast.
Okay.
Which means I think we should put this half first. No, it's never been done. We can't do it. look, I'm just like, I'm very confused about this whole why hasn't an IVF doctor? And look, if I'm going to lose my mind, if Molly, who does the podcast where she's looking for a sperm donor, if she gets Dr. Beck on her podcast before we get Dr. Beck on our podcast, I will literally lose my mind.
We haven't even like officially asked Dr. Beck to be on the podcast.
But we've mentioned it in a way where like if she showed any interest.
I literally do not think she has ever listened to a podcast.
Well, I don't know that she'd know how to find one.
Yes.
But not because she's a Luddite, but just because she floats through life.
She's doing
Tesla.
Feng shui.
She's doing oh God, I really burst her bubble.
Matt told our doctor, who's super into feng shui and has a feng shui expert come to her house every year,
that it was not good.
And he was like, you should watch the Penn and Teller bullshit episode on feng shui. And she got the saddest look on her face.
Well, I was just like, you're a fucking doctor. You're a woman of science and you're doing feng shui and you're thinking that it's like, I get like doing it for the sake of like, you know, it's tradition and, you know, I know it's just to make me feel better and I know there's nothing behind it, but that's not what I'm hearing from her. What I heard from her was quite the opposite.
Yeah.
And when I told her that on Penn and Teller, they had three different feng shui experts come to the same house at the same
time. She was shocked.
She lost her mind.
Yes, she was shocked.
That's probably the saddest I've ever seen her.
She was very sad.
I burst her bubble.
You did.
And then I think she deliberately sabotaged our IVF after that. I'm just kidding. That was the last appointment we were at.
I don't think she did.
That's not what happened at all. God, that was...
All right.
I forgot about that. Did we talk about that last week?
I don't think we talked about the feng shui.
Where did I talk about the feng shui?
I don't know.
You know what the problem is, everybody? I talk too much.
Except when you don't talk.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right.
Yes.
This is from Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Dorian, Matt. I'm writing today with responses to an outdated topic.
Okay.
In response to concerns people had about feelings related to the biological connection they have with children conceived through donor eggs, I highly recommend you research the field of epigenetics. It's not my area, so I might explain it poorly, but basically, so although...
this is a geneticist?
The woman... She doesn't say she's a geneticist.
Interesting.
She says it's not her area. Although the woman pregnant with a donor egg may not be contributing to unique DNA, they are contributing to how that DNA is expressed.
Cool.
Environment and life experiences, including our earliest environment, the womb, can actually change our DNA.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay.
I'm going to feng shui my womb.
So far, I'm feeling like this is a little feng shui-y, but continue.
Epigenetics can even change hair color. Parentheses, in mice at least.
Oh, well, if there's actually science to back it up, I'm okay with that. Go ahead.
Continue. At least one doctor slash researcher thinks it might not be coincidence when mothers who conceive through donor eggs find their babies even resemble them. Again, I'm not an expert, but maybe you could Google and find a better way to explain it.
Well, there's got to be an exchange of DNA happening, you know, constantly in that situation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe your donor really likes Chinese food and that's a craving you get when you have the donor egg in there.
Whoa.
And then maybe you really like pancakes.
Whoa.
And your baby's like, give me some pancakes,
whoa,
mom.
What about scallion pancakes?
Dory, come on. Don't be silly.
And then she says, P.S. I listened to Start Up a Novel and loved it. If you write another book, you have at least one buyer waiting.
Well, there you go, Dory.
Thank
You'll be
you,
able to
Kate.
Sell one book. Could you please write one more book? Because quite frankly, we could use the $10. I wish.
Rude.
No, here's what I wish, that every penny of a book sale went to you.
Wow.
What? Was that rude?
All right.
Oh, boy. I guess that was rude, guys. Time to apologize to Dory. Shall we do it together? Come on. You know how to do it. Dory.
Yes, Matt.
We're sorry.
Okay. Apology accepted.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay. This is from Amy. I've
been watching a lot of Bear in the Big Blue House on YouTube.
You have? Isn't that for children?
It was for children. Now it's for me.
Oh, boy.
I just need a friend to talk to. And Bear sniffs me. He smells me.
Oh, no.
And he says, hi. And then Bear looks, hi.
This is getting weird.
What? Now I was watching a Defunct Land, which is normally about theme parks. They did an episode about the television show Bear in the Big Blue House.
Oh.
And I found it very interesting. I'd never really seen that show. I was too old, but it was fascinating. And I was like, oh, that's why that guy sounds so familiar. The bear is the same voice as the dragon in Eureka's Castle.
What?
You don't even know Eureka's
Castle,
do you? You didn't have cable.
What's a Eureka's Castle?
Eureka's Castle.
We did have cable starting in like 1986.
Yeah, then you would have known Eureka's Castle.
No, I didn't know.
Oh, well, you wouldn't have because you're fucking 1,000 years older than cool kids like me.
Yep.
What is it? 1990. When was it on? 89 to 93 or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I was like in high school in 93.
You wouldn't have cared. You wouldn't have cared about Eureka's Castle.
You know, I bet you can find like a BuzzFeed post about Eureka's Castle. It's like all 90s kids know about Eureka's Castle.
I don't have my phone. Tell me what years Eureka's Castle was on.
All right, fine.
Thank you, honey.
Eureka's, oh boy, Castle. It was on, first episode was September 4th, 1989. Oh, it was an R.L. Stine show.
Oh my God. I knew that It was 1989?
Yeah. And wow. It aired until 1995.
Wow, it aired 2 years longer than I thought. So 89.
But it only had 4 seasons, but it had 147 episodes.
I was 6 when that show started.
Yeah. I was on Nickelodeon.
Do you see the big dragon? That's also the bear in the Big Lebowski. He was also the puppeteer.
Oh. Well, this is unfortunately a complex article, but this is kind of what I was thinking. Eureka's Castle, 25 great 90s kids shows. You probably don't remember.
I hope it's Shusha.
Matt remembers it.
Yep. I love it. Eureka is the one in the middle. She's that's Eureka.
Hey, Eureka.
And
what's up?
That big bear. The dragon there. He's also the bear in the Big Blue House.
Oh, that's so cool. All right. I forgot we had a voicemail. Let's play this voicemail, and then we have one more email.
Okay.
Wait, I need my headphone thing. I need my broken headphone. Okay, here we go.
All right, buckle up, everybody.
Hi, Dory and Matt. I just really had a comment. Actually, kind of a weird, funny-ish story, I guess. It could be funny. But we are at the beginning of this whole infertility world situation. And I've gone through some testing and HSG and all that stuff. And anyways, my husband had to go for his first semen analysis this past weekend, and we have some brand new neighbors that just moved in maybe, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months ago, and we don't really know them that well, but somehow my husband and the husband next door started chit-chatting in the front yard, and he proceeds to say something about how they've been trying to get pregnant and they're not having any luck. And my husband's like, oh, yeah, same here. And my husband says, well, actually, I had to go do that semen analysis. Yeah, you had to do that? And not even joking, his is this coming Friday. So I just thought that was funny.
I
don't really know them yet. And the poor men are over there discussing semen analysis. Anyway, so why don't you go ahead and put out the, I don't know, the egg signal, the sperm signal, I don't know what.
This would be a semen signal.
Anyways, love the podcast. Thanks for everything y'all are doing. Love you too. Bye.
Thank you for a phone call. Here's where I thought that story was
going
to go.
I thought
he had to do his also the same day, and they carpooled.
That would have been adorable.
But also, like, what are the chances that you're both your neighbor and you? Look, actually, I'll tell you, having done this podcast for as long as we've been doing it, the chances are very high.
Yeah.
That your next door neighbor is also doing IVF.
Yeah, I know. All right. This email is from Amy. I had to email you to let you know I burst out laughing in Target today when listening to the podcast, and Dory mentioned how her mother texted saying she would drop everything to come if you guys had a baby. This is where the email gets funny. I'm the youngest as well, and my sister has 2 kids, so I totally understand the feeling of having your mom booked by a sibling. It makes me love Dory more because my sister is also 7 years older, and we have such similar dynamics. The funny thing about that email is I'm the older one.
I know. Buckle up, everybody. Karen might be treated like she's the oldest, but she is, in fact, the youngest. Boy. Karen really figured it all out.
She figured it out like the second she got out of the womb.
I mean, where was our figuring it out? Dory just looked around her living room, which is just surrounded by podcast papers, some books, a lot of like podcast equipment. There's these microphone stands. What is this life? Is this what we want? What are we doing?
Oh, wow. This has gotten existential.
It really has.
Watching the days go by. That's the song you should play at the end of the show.
Talking Heads?
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They were all at RISD together. Anyway. Guys, if you know what we're doing with our lives, please tell us.
please tell us. You can email us at dorymattandgmail.com or mattanddory@gmail.com. Again,
In our poll that we'll put on Patreon of like, what should we do?
We've mentioned Patreon 1,000 times this episode, but a huge thanks to our Patreon supporters. We really appreciate you guys.
Guys, these are the people we appreciate more than you regular listeners.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you support us at the $5 level or above, you get your name read on the podcast each month, and you also get the back catalog of the Patreon episodes.
Lots.
If you support us there.
Content there.
And this is our first batch of supporters for the month. Cody Downs.
Nora Grasham.
Diane M. Martin.
Oh, hey, Diane.
Melody Baltazar.
You know, Diane and I just celebrated, 6 years, 8 years, 9 years of friendship on Facebook.
Oh.
I don't remember how many years it was. It was a lot. And I was Diane, wow. Yeah. There you go.
Michael Garrier,
uh-huh.
Angie James,
Angie.
Luke Evers, Hannah Crowder, Christina Turner.
I like Crowder. Turner. Oh, these are all familiar names. These people feel like friends.
These are our OGs. Frederick Roy, Layla Arshid, Caroline Land, Tara McElfrish, Greg Watchorn, Aaron Gudge.
Gudge, by the way, offered to be an egg donor. So if you're not a super fan like Gudge, we don't even want you around.
Angel Rivera III and Lauren Gleason.
Thank you, Patreon supporters.
Thank you all.
Those Patreon supporters get, if they're at the $5 level, they get one podcast extra a month. That's a 30-minute podcast. They're at least a 30 minutes because I say to Dory, it doesn't feel like a thing unless it's 30 minutes long.
He does say that.
And if they do $10, they get two of those every month. We thank them profusely. And we also thank you, the listener, for listening to us. And I apologize for our downbeat at the beginning of this podcast. And look, we're leaving it in because that's fucking life. And life is the real, real.
That is fucking life.
Yeah. Anyway, here's that Talking Heads song Dory was talking about.